It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the latest property news for you every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple, and wherever you get your podcast from. And the week, well, we are halfway through it. It is a Wednesday, November the 15th. For 2023, and the Reserve Bank, what a talking point they have been this year. And the November rate hike is going to impact households by reducing borrowing capacities and increasing mortgage servicing costs. Hasn't that been a huge consideration right throughout the year? And PropTrack have reported that the spring season has led to an upswing in property listings in various markets. In fact, October saw a surge in auction activity, particularly in Toorak, and we'll take you to Toorak in just a moment. Property prices have been defying earlier projections, this from PropTrack, with many markets recovering from the previous year's declines and entering a fresh upswing. National home prices, in fact, have experienced 10 consecutive months of growth, marking the longest sustained surge since the initial pandemic boom. So today we are going to Toorak in Melbourne to get a sense of the premium property market with Antoinette Nido from RT Edgar. And good morning to you, Antoinette. Welcome back to the Real Estate Breakfast. How's your Christmas shopping going? Have you started it yet?
Good morning, Craig. I have not given a thought to Christmas shopping. Too busy to worry about that, but I always manage to get it together.
Are you one of those 48-hour shoppers? You know, last 48 hours, you get in there, you start paying premium prices?
I tend to be more organised with my gifts for my clients. So that I've sort of got my head around that. For the family, we tend to do a KK, which works very well. So you get one person a lovely present.
That's good that you're looking after them, because they won't want to hear that you're putting an extra amount of service on your clients, Antoinette. Let's have a look at Toorak, though, because this morning, as I mentioned, October from PropTrack, they're saying that they saw a surge in auction activity in Toorak.
Look, I think that's correct across the board, but what I'm seeing is that the market is strong, particularly in the 10 million plus bracket. I think that is the segment of the market that is performing the best.
All right, well, we'll come back and we will find out exactly that from Antoinette, just how the Toorak premium market is performing.
Every morning from 6 a.m, we bring you the latest real estate news with diverse perspectives from leading industry experts. We deliver the most property podcasts across Australia every week.
And from Core Logic Research this morning, the combined capital cities clearance rate averaged 65% in the 4 weeks to October the 29th. What is happening with the rents? Well, rent values in Australia rose by 0.7% in October. Now, that is resulting in an annual increase of 8.1% nationally. Dwelling approvals, that saw a 4.6% decline in September, both for houses and units, continuing a trend below the decade averages. I don't think we're really too surprised by that. And new housing finance secured, in other words, finance ready, that increased by 0.6% in September, following a 2.4% rise in August. And that is showing a growth of 16% in secured housing finance for investors since February of this year.
It's the Main Centre forecast.
And let's head around the country and check out the weather today. First, we go to Sydney. Cloudy conditions and a chance of rain in the skies. Your high 25 degrees. Melbourne, where we go to next, cloudy with sunshine periods and your high of 19 degrees. Brisbane expecting mainly fine and sunny skies. Your temperature 31 today. And in Perth, expecting a mainly fine day. A little bit of cloud around and around 29 degrees is your forecast high. Well, today is November the 15th. If you are celebrating your birthday, many happy returns. And Frida from ABBA is celebrating today. She's turning 77. You can say what you like about ABBA, but that song Dancing Queen, you put that on and that will always bring people to the dance floor, even in 2023. And a blast from the past, Petula Clark is also celebrating. She's hitting a big number today. She is turning 90.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights. Ready to step up your property knowledge? Access powerful insights with us.
And it's another Real Estate Wednesday across Australia. And as we were just saying before the break, despite the continuous rise in the interest rates this year, the high-end buyer segment has shown resilience compared to the overall market. Notably, as Antoinette has suggested, in areas like Toorak, significant transactions have occurred this year, which really does signal a strong market performance, and anticipations suggest that the $10 million plus market is likely to maintain its dominance well into 2024. So we are back with Antoinette Nido from RT Edgar as we near the end of 2023. So what has been the highest performing market across Australia? And just as important, Antoinette, why?
Look, the $10 million plus bracket is definitely the best performing segment of the market. The why is a fundamental and basic demand and supply. So the demand for 10 million plus homes is very strong, and 20 million is almost the new normal, whereas a few years ago that was a very significant sale. Coupled with that, you have the supply side is very, very tight. And we've discussed this before on this podcast, but wealthy families sitting on estates with large land holdings and beautiful mansions don't really need to sell. So they may pass it down for generations. So you have these tight supply on one side of the equation and growing demand from expats, from the rise of the, you know, tech entrepreneur, from net overseas migration, and a big, you know, uptick that I'm seeing is the increase in Chinese buyers.
And in terms of just the days on market, like if you compare last year with the days on market to 2023, has that improved? Has that gone down, the days on market in the luxury market where you are?
I think it's a case-by-case basis. It really depends. It's property-specific. We are finding that turnkey properties are in very high demand. Properties that, say, may have some heritage or require renovation are taking a bit longer, but it really is on a case-to-case basis. The magnificent Haynes estate in Albany Road, that was put on the market at the start of the year, did not attract the interest that was expected, and then they've pulled that off the market and have now just reintroduced it, having done some work. So that's an example where it is on a case-by-case basis.
Well, there have been so many predictions right across this year for 2023. We have had some way off the mark predictions and some pretty spot on predictions, which really does tell us that the market is still quite hard to predict. But let's sort of project out to 2024, Antoinette. What are your projections looking like?
Look, if I had a crystal ball, Craig, I'd be a very wealthy woman. But having trained as an economist, I always look to, I think, the banks in particular and their forecasts. And I think that the banks, the major banks, are predicting a 5% growth in house prices. And I would absolutely concur with that based on the evidence I'm seeing on the ground here in Toorak.
What do you think is going to happen next month? Because there's been a lot of talk that it looks like possibly the RBA might do another 25 basis points.
Look, I think that that will definitely dampen activity, particularly in the, you know, 7 million and under price bracket, and in particular under the $5 million bracket. But there is still demand out there, and turnkey properties are doing very well, but it's not like that across the board.
All right, let's have a look at vendors and also the buyers. So sellers and buyers, let's have a look towards the new year for both of these. And what would your advice firstly be for vendors for the new year?
I'm thinking if you have a luxury or prestige property and are thinking of selling, it's a very good market at the moment. So that would be my guidance. If you're thinking of selling, do it now, because the market has been quite volatile over the past few years. But at the moment, there is momentum in the market. And have a look at doing the preparation you might do over Christmas and the new year to get your property in that tip-top showroom condition. For the buyers, what I would say, if you're looking for a prestige property in Toorak, get in contact with your agent. And I love working with buyers on this basis. Get your brief out there, because a good agent will have off-market properties that could be available. So it's not just what we have on market, but there are also properties available off-market.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there, Antoinette. You enjoy that luxury property market in Toorak. Enjoy your Wednesday, and we will catch up next month. In fact, just one more podcast with you before Christmas.
Look forward to it, Craig.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling, and investing across Australia.
One of the great indicators with FOMO is at auction time. Are you seeing any of that in your local market when you're calling these auctions?
Yes, and I've noticed especially the agents who are really speaking with the buyers and helping them with that process, explaining how auctions work, are getting the better results. There's so much involved in the preparation of buyers for those auctions. And you're right, the fear of missing out is certainly a big aspect, because there's such a demand for those entry-level properties. So it's really nurturing through that process and making them feel comfortable, especially to make that first bid and also to get to the level where they need to be to buy the property.
Listen to in-depth discussions with industry leaders on investing options, understanding different suburbs with insider perspectives and exclusive tips. We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.